Hey girls, welcome to Girl How, the ultimate podcast to solve all your girl problems.
This is Fazana, a law graduate and a digital creator.
And this is Sarobi, a student and a blogger. Listen to the whole of today's podcast to ensure that you are the best girl boss that you can be. In this episode, we'll be chatting all about how to deal with results day. Now, results day is definitely approaching. I know that for some of you guys who have done the SQA, it has already come out on the 8th of August. But for those of you who have done A-levels, B-techs or other equivalent qualifications, your results are coming out on Thursday, the 17th of August, 2023. And in this video, we wanted to talk exactly about how to deal with results day and our top 10 tips based on people who have had experiences with the results day before. So hopefully this will be really, really beneficial to all of you students. And of course, even if you don't stay till the end, we definitely want to wish you a very best of luck.
And you too as well.
Best of luck, guys.
Exactly. So we are very excited to share with you the top 10 tips. We would really recommend you stay till the end so you know exactly how to deal with your GCSE results day, A-level results day, B-techs results day, whatever it is, okay? So let's get right into exactly how to deal with results day or even uncertainty in general. And the first tip will be given by my sister. So let's hand over the mic to her.
Hello everyone, and hello girlies who listen to us all the time on our very brand new, and not brand new, but this is always new to us, and that is Girl How. And I'm so excited to be sharing with you all my perspective as somebody who has experienced, I would say, results day four times, so GCSE, A-levels, undergraduate and postgraduate. So I'm pretty qualified, I would say, that I would be giving you all these tips. And the first tip that I would definitely give you all is that put your trust in the creator, the God, the best of the best of all planners. And this goes basically something very similar that my sister was going to say in her tip, but I don't know if she's going to phrase it differently. But how I see it is that, you know, you might have certain plans in your life and you think that that's the perfect plan and that's something that I would want my 20s to be, my 30s to be like, my 40s. But there is someone or some being up there who has a better knowledge about you than you know yourself, because he knows exactly what kind of a person you are and what's best for you in general. And that's why sometimes when you're going to be, not sometimes, but on the day, on the results day, when you see your results and you're like, this is not what I plan and this is not what I expect. You might think and you might start feeling very anxious and stressed and nervous as to what's going to happen to me. Oh my God. But the truth is that there is opportunities for every single person out there in this world, especially in a place like London. Nobody's ever going to be broke, so broke that they can't feed themselves. And there's opportunities for every single person out there. And what I'm going to say to you is that even if you open those results that day and you see there's things that are not going according to your plan, first of all, there's always a better plan for you. And number two, you don't know what opportunities are going to come your way because of all the things that are occurring to you right now in the present moment. So it's very important that you remember that whatever opportunities come your way because of your grades that you see on results day, whether they might be the 17th of August 2023 or the 24th of August 2023, it doesn't really matter, because whatever is best for you will happen to you. And in my religion, it is very clear that everything is happening best for me and good for me, regardless of all the situation that might be going through right now, whether they might be bad for me or good for me, it doesn't really matter. But it is always, always getting better for me every single day.
I absolutely agree. And I think that was phrased very beautifully, because I know that some of you might be listening to this podcast, you might not believe in God, and we're not talking about religious talks. Just generally, you need to know that there's no way you came into this world by a collision. Like, there's literally no way. The Big Bang Theory, like, I understand it is, you know, some of you might think it's true, and I'm not going to go into whether it's true or not, but you need to understand that you were created by a being, and, you know, you need to understand that a certain level of luck goes into everything, okay? I know that nowadays with social media, we think that everyone can achieve the same level of success, and I'm not saying that you should lose hope or you should believe and have a scarcity mindset. I'm not telling you to have a scarcity mindset, but what you need to understand is that everyone has a different set of circumstances, and luck plays a huge role. There are some people, and that's going to be something I'll talk about a bit later, but there are some people who get all nines and all A stars and yet still don't get into the dream university. And then there are other people who literally scrape the entry requirements or don't even enter the entry requirements and they get in just because of a simple one sentence they said in the interview, or just because they smiled extra more than another interviewee. So it really depends on the day, it depends on luck, and that's why you need to understand that if you reach this point and you don't believe in God, I would recommend that you really think about how is it that these circumstances are happening. There has to be God or luck playing a role. And in my opinion, it is God. Okay. So the second thing that I would say in terms of, you know, a tip to deal with results day is that nothing is ever lost. Okay. And I think this is actually something that it says in our religion as well. So for those of you who don't know, we are Muslims. And in the Quran, it actually says that it says in Surah Yusuf, which is actually a specific chapter of the Quran, and it actually says that nothing is ever lost, or the reward will never be lost of whatever good you do. And you need to understand that even whether you get to the worst of the worst grades on results day, or whether you get the best of grades, whatever knowledge you obtained, whether it is 1 month's knowledge, whether it is the 2 years of A-level knowledge, or even 5 years of GCSE knowledge, you will never ever lose that knowledge. Knowledge is that one thing that no one can steal away from you, and it is something that would definitely be beneficial. So even if, let's say, you apply to engineering school and you didn't get in, but you still got some decent grades, you can always use that knowledge to tutor someone in the future. And it doesn't mean you'll necessarily become an engineer, but you will use that knowledge. Or perhaps, for example, if you apply to medical school, then you might actually have done a situational judgment test. And that situational judgment can literally be used for any profession you apply for in the future. If you applied for law school, whatever essays you wrote will actually help you with, for example, even if you do an English degree in the future, those essays that you used for your law application will help with your English degree. So everything literally works out and nothing is ever lost. And also, if you still feel like, oh, I don't really want to rely on my grades, I would highly recommend that you also, you know what, I'm going to leave that for the next tip, because I think that deserves a tip of its own. But definitely make sure that you remember nothing is ever lost. I know it seems like that on results day if you don't get the grades, but trust me, nothing is ever lost, and God has exactly made it work out the way it's supposed to be.
Exactly. And there's that saying, you know, where no knowledge is ever wasted. It's kind of that basically mindset that even if you read one thing from one random book, it might stick to your head, and then 10 years later you might remember and say that to yourself that, oh yeah, I read this in this book and this is what happens with this thing. Like that kind of a situation, it does happen as well. And the third thing that I would say for this podcast episode is that limit your exposure to social media and unnecessary YouTube videos about live reactions to my opening my results, and you know, my results day, my reaction, my GCSE results, my A-level results, and all that kind of stuff. The reason why I say this is because it is very easy at 1 week, 2 weeks before the results day to feel very anxious and nervous and everything like that, which is completely normal and something that I've definitely experienced in my life, especially when I knew deep down that I didn't do that well. That would always kick in my heart and my brain and tell me all sorts of kind of negative thinking and stuff. But the best way to deal with this and, you know, leave out all the unnecessary baggage is to just not look at social media or be present on social media too much. And I'm specifically referring to those people who love watching reaction, you know, reaction to my results and how did I pass or fail and stuff like that. And the reason is because it just puts you in that unnecessary pressure that, oh, this person can get all nines, why can't I? Or it makes you say that, oh, am I gonna have grades like this? Or, oh my god, you know, if my relatives call me on that day, what am I gonna say to them? Am I gonna be able to, like, you know, be happy like this and stuff like that? Like, it's very unnecessary. Everyone's journey is different and unique in its own way, and your one doesn't have to be the same way. Like, your story is yours, and you're a unique person, and your grades will tell a different story than somebody who's sitting next to you. Your best friend might get more than you. It doesn't really matter. Or you might be, you know, the best in the school or something like that. So it doesn't really matter what kind of a story, you know, you portray. It's your story, and there's no boundaries as to what kind of a story and guidelines or what you should write and everything like that. So it's very important that you can definitely get inspired by looking at other people's videos and, you know, what they got in the results. But most of the time, if I'm being honest, it just puts you in that competition mode, and it makes you feel worse than it actually makes you feel good, especially when it's round around the corner, the results day. So I highly recommend for you to actually not watch these kind of videos, especially 1 week before results day.
I absolutely 100% agree with this. And what you need to understand is that if some of you think that, oh, but I just want to visualize or see how happy it makes someone feel when they get all A stars, girl, you don't need to watch videos to know how happy you will be if you get all A stars. Everyone knows the feeling of happiness. Everyone knows how good you will feel. And instead, you can visualize it in your mind, you getting the best grades. You don't need to necessarily watch someone else's video to really make yourself feel happy, okay? So I would definitely, you know, really agree with this. And I think that you should absolutely visualize with using your own mind and visualize yourself, because at the end of the day, that video is not going to have your face in it. It's not going to have your family members' faces on it. It's going to be someone else's life. So just visualize in your own brain, you know, your own face when you're going to open those results and pretend you're going to get really good. And, you know, you can visualize that in advance. And also perhaps your family members, how your parents will react, how your siblings will react. So you can visualize that. You don't need to watch videos. And the fourth tip that I would give in order to deal with results day, and this is something that I know is probably the opposite of the advice they give on forums, and that is that miracles do happen. And I feel like I really have to speak about this, because there are so many people out there who are always being like, oh my gosh, it is so unrealistic, it is so unrealistic. And I just hate when they say that, because you're already in that stressed, vulnerable position. And then when someone is telling you that, oh, it's extremely unrealistic, you will find clearing places for university, or there are very limited options, or, oh, like, they're definitely, like, there is actually a statistic that's come out now for A-levels, which is that there is going to be over 95,000 less A or A star grades this year. So people are saying in the news, obviously the news headlines are also going to exaggerate. They're going to be like, disappointment is looming over A-level students. They need to have a plan B. They're going to be very disappointed. So all of these news headlines, they're telling you, basically giving you a scarcity mindset, okay? And we girls all about are around here having an abundance mindset. We want to have an abundance mindset. So if you want to have the abundance mindset, you need to understand that miracles do happen. I know that right now you might be like, oh, I didn't perform well in that geography exam. I know that in the economics paper, I forgot three questions, or I didn't get to complete everything, or I did that silly mistake. Like, it does not matter. Okay. Number one, whatever you think about your exams right now is probably not realistic, because over time, your perception of how your exam went actually deteriorates. So you might think you performed worse because time has went by. Like, it's been 2 months since you did your exams. It's a very long time. And number two, you also need to understand that miracles do happen. And to give a quick example of that, I don't know this person specifically and personally, but this person actually got into a school that they wanted to go to. And this was, you know, I think 1 or 2 years back. And because that school had so many people who got A's and A stars and were high achieving, that student actually got transferred to another school that is actually more prestigious and more better for that degree, and probably as a whole in the rankings. And also they got a £10,000 grant for absolutely free, just because they transferred to the other school. So that just shows that miracles do happen. And I just honestly can't emphasize that. So please have the abundance mindset. Don't let these news headlines give you that scarcity mindset.
Oh yeah, because there's no place, as my sister said, for scarcity mindset at all on this podcast. And I believe that every girl should be striving to dream as big as they can. And the sky is the limit, as they say. There's no limit to what you can achieve, what you can dream, and what you can become. And the fifth tip that I would definitely give to all of you listening to this, and something that I feel like that's definitely going to help you not just now but also for the rest of your life, and that is that distract and escape your mind at this moment and time by doing things that makes you absolutely happy. I know you don't want to do those things right now because you're in that mode where you just want to be lazing around in your bed and just, you know, cozying up, maybe watching a movie or something like that, but that's not really not going to make you distracted and be happy, basically. So I highly recommend for you to do things that actually make you happy. For example, your hobbies, that could be painting, traveling, solo traveling. You could be traveling with anyone, by yourself, with your friends, with your family, whatever it is. Or you could be do things that actually make you get out of your home as much as possible, basically. Go bowling, go swimming, go and do things that actually don't remind you of education as much, because I'm guessing where you live is where you studied as well, and that can actually bring a lot of memories. Maybe it might basically make you think about results day unnecessarily for a long period of the hours, and some people think about it so much that even stay awake, you know, till 2, 3, 4 a.m. because they think that the more they think, the better the grades are gonna be or something. I don't know what it is, but that's not how reality works, and hence why I highly recommend for you to distract your mind into doing things that make you happy, as I mentioned before. And the sky is the limit again with all the things that you can do. And sometimes maybe every day you can learn a new word, it doesn't matter. Whatever it is, you could be doing many things. And now summer holiday is an opportunity for you to grow yourself and basically, in a nutshell, have a life outside of academics and don't let grades define you.
I absolutely agree with you. And again, like, we're not telling you to just suppress your emotions. Like, you're feeling anxious, it doesn't mean that I'm going to just suppress it for 1 week now. Like, that's not what we mean. What we mean is that, yes, you can love and accept those emotions, but you don't have to follow those emotions. You don't have to, like, you know, just let that stress overtake you. You can just feel it and then just stop it right there and be like, you know what, I'm going to go and do something else that will, you know, make me happy long term, not just focusing on this short term stress of 1 week. Okay, so would highly recommend that. Okay, and number six is to actually follow your gut. Now, this is one of my favorite tips of the world. I love saying this advice because it's just so, so true. And for us Muslims, if you're a Muslim listening to this podcast, then you might know of the istikhara prayer. So you can definitely follow your gut and do the istikhara prayer. And for those of you who are not Muslims, then you can actually just follow your gut. Okay, follow your gut, because your gut always gives you the best answer based on all the knowledge that you have. And it is the answer that comes from within you, and it is the best answer. Okay, so I would highly recommend that on results day, whatever options you're given, if you're given multiple options, if you're given even one option, if you feel like you get, for example, your firm choice university, but you still feel like, you know what, I want to reapply, I want to take a gap year, or I don't even want to go to university anymore, whatever it is, you need to follow your gut, okay? And by doing this, you really start prioritizing yourself. You don't have to listen to the 1,000 people who are telling you what to do, like your mom, your dad, your siblings, your teachers, the forums on the student room. Like, it doesn't matter, okay? It is ultimately your choice, okay? And you have to follow your gut. And realize that by following your gut, you are giving power to yourself and only power to things that you can control. Because in the end of the day, you have no control anymore of what the results are going to be. Like, even though we subconsciously think that by stressing more, we're going to get better grades, that's not true, okay? The only thing you have control of right now is actually looking at your variety of options. And then on results day, you just follow your gut on what you want to do. And this will be the best option.
I highly recommend that tip, because following your gut is something which is very feminine as well, if I may say so. And it just basically makes sure that you trust yourself more than anyone in this world. And that's a very, very big priority that I feel like every woman should have. Because let's be honest, I know that women like to please everyone and they want to make everyone happy. Like, you know, when you become a mother, for example, you want to keep your husband happy, your children happy, your in-laws happy and everything like that. But you need to make yourself happy too. And that's the first step to self-love and knowing who you are, your high self-esteem and everything like that. So following your gut is the first step to actually being confident in yourself in a way. And that's basically brings me to my next point for me, for you guys actually, and that is seek help of anyone on results day. I feel like that if you're on your results day, you might think that you can do everything on by yourself, and that's absolutely not true, because I feel like at least you should have one person that you completely trust unconditionally. It doesn't have to be a family member. It doesn't have to be your mom, dad, or siblings or whatever. It could be a teacher that you do really share a very good bond and unconditional bond with them. And they have always looked after you at school. They've always asked how you were when things were rough for you. So it doesn't have to be a sibling or a parent, if I may say so. But it's just that don't feel like that because you're asking help, you're weak. Because that's what people can think, and sometimes they think that, oh no, if I show that I got this on my own, I can say that, yeah, I'm a self-made person and whatever the reason might be. But on results day, especially if you're a young girl or a boy, 17, 18, 19 year old, whatever, you just need that help. You just need someone who will look after you, who will give you the motivation. If in case, you know, you feel really demotivated after looking at your results, there is going to be someone who's going to be lifting you up and telling you that you can do this. You got this. Best of luck. You're going to get this right. Everything is meant for you. Everything is is getting good for you. Slowly, slowly. So don't feel afraid to form asking for help, and ask help from as many people as possible that you only trust. Don't ask help from like other students who are also stressed just like you, or, you know, people that are not qualified to give you good advices, for example. So it's very important that you pick and choose who to share your results with and who to seek help from, but definitely don't be alone on that day.
100%. But one thing I would say is that when you open your results, I would say open it privately or just with one or two people. And that is very important, because the number of times people have opened their results and they didn't want their friends to find out, but because they were standing right next to them, they just look at your paper very quickly and they see your results. And that's really frustrating, because your results are something you worked hard for, and it's a very sacred thing, and I feel like not everyone deserves to know it unless you choose to show it. Okay, it should be your choice whether you want to share your results. I mean, you know, some people they don't even want to share the results with their parents if their parents are not very supportive, or if the parents are like abusive or toxic. You know there, you can share whichever, you know, whoever you want to. Okay, so do share it with the people that you really trust. And but when opening your results, please go to a secret corner, like go somewhere safe, okay? Like, don't open it in the public. Don't open it in front of the TV or camera, unless you really want to, unless you're very confident doing that. But I just honestly think it's not worth it. And you should have, just go to a secret corner where you know no one's going to come and disturb you. And maybe record it if you want, so that you can see it on a few years back. Like, you can see it a few years down the line. And just have like one or two people who you really trust, okay? Don't have your whole like friend circle, 10 people of your friends just standing there with you, okay? And the next one, which is number 8, is actually going to have plan B, okay? This is definitely very important. And in this precious time of this 1 week that you are wasting stressing, which is not a waste of time, it's a very normal feeling, but instead of stressing, you could be using this energy and time to actually have a plan B. So for those of you who are going through A-level results day, you might know about clearing. And that is basically where if you don't get your farm university or insurance university, then you can actually apply to other universities with your grades. Or perhaps you don't want to go to your farm or insurance anymore, and you picked another university that is more suited to you, then you can actually apply. Or even if you want to change courses, let's say you applied for law but you actually want to do history now, then you can apply for something else. Some people also get a surprise. They actually end up getting higher than they expected, and then they want to go to a higher ranking university or something else like that. So you need to actually have plan B. So have all the numbers, have everything ready, have your UCAS ID, UCAS student number, UCAS password, have everything like that. For those of your GCSE results day, which I went through myself, I would say that make sure you have a list of all the sixth forms and the entry requirements, and also have all the phones charged, whatever results day you're going to have. People, as my sister said, the people you trust, have, make sure their phones are charged, and have that list of numbers of the sixth forms, universities, all of those things. And make sure that you're able to even have a good internet connection. I would say if you have data, that's really, really good, so you can send things to universities. And also when you open your results day, I'm just giving a bunch of tips out, but when you open your results, like, don't go too far away from the school. So like, you know how some people, they go back home and their house is like 1 hour away. Don't do that, because you might need to come back to school and ask teachers for help. And if you go too far away, then you won't be able to come back and it's going to be too late. And please open your results early, okay? Like, don't open your results like some people do at 1 o'clock. Like, I don't know how you do that, but some people are unbothered, okay? So make sure you're very nice, quick, early alert, okay? That's where you want to be. But make sure you have that plan B, so you know what to do, and don't lose hope.
Yes, because, oh yeah, about the 1 o'clock thing, I don't know, some people are just unbothered in the wrong time. So you have to be very bothered, let me tell you, on results. You have to be very bothered. Like, those people who said, I'm never gonna open my results and stuff like that, those are just chatting shit, if I may say so, with my language, excuse my language, but they're just chatting BS, because that's their choice, of course. But I believe that everyone should open the results regardless of what you get inside, what letters are there, what numbers are there. it, you should definitely open it, cherish it, embrace it, hug it, and move on with your life. But my last tip that I would give you all is be grateful for all the things that have happened to you in your life, whether it's in the past tense, present tense, future tense, it doesn't matter. Because everything, as I said before in my first tip, is everything is working out for you. Everything is happening for a good reason. And even if it seems really bad in that moment, it just means that it's just happening better and better later on in your life. And gratitude is something that you should definitely experience and feel every single day for all the things that you have overcome already and they were really bad. For example, if you went through death of someone in the family, you overcame that. Now you're a different person because of that. And you should be embracing these kind of hardships and obstacles that you went through in your life and be grateful that I actually did overcome this. And in case if you see that your results are not what you expected, you can see that as a hardship and then move on and learn from it, become a better person and learn from your mistakes, basically. That's how you become a growth mindset kind of a person and not someone who is really fixed in thinking that the world has to go according to me and no one else. Like, this mindset is really not going to work in your life because there's like, what, 6 billion people in this world? So every 6 billion people were to think that my life is supposed to go according to me, this world, then this world will be a chaos. But the truth is that you choose what you want to be grateful for. You choose your life. You choose your, you know, the options, the actions that you take upon yourself, and those affect your future as well. So just be grateful for anything that happens in your life and you will see how everything, you know, unravels for you in a good and positive manner.
I absolutely agree with that. And, you know, I know it's very hard to be grateful when you're extremely stressed and anxious, but trust me, it is something you have to do because at the end of the day, I know this is probably not what you want to hear right now, but results day is not the end of the world. Like, I know we all think it is when we're in the moment, but genuinely, there are so many options out there. Like my sister said in the beginning, like, no one is really going to go broke in the UK. I know there are like homelessness cases arising. I understand that, but to be honest, if you have a certain level of education like A-levels and you really are a person who's hardworking, or GCSEs, if you're actually someone who's hardworking, who has the skills, then you can use those skills to apply to any profession, okay? So make sure you remember that, okay, and be grateful. And the last tip that I would give in order to deal with results day is to actually, going back to the point of this is not the end of the world, you can actually diversify your identity. And what this means is that you need to understand that you are not your grades and that you are not defined by your grades. What you should do is you should always not, I'm not talking about plan B in terms of, you know, like what I said about clearing, like that's obviously also something that's very important. But what you need to understand is that you and I are worthy all the time, regardless of the situation, and we're not defined by anything. We are just worthy for who we are, okay? And the second thing you need to understand is that you can have other things in your life that you are diversifying. So for example, if you actually have a business on the side, that is something that you have also achieved throughout your academic career. It's not just your grades that you've received, it's also the fact that you did a basketball club, or you went swimming, or you, I don't know, you started a charity, or you actually ran a podcast like the one we're doing right now. So you have done other things. So try to diversify your identity and don't make school the only source of identity. And if you are a person who has reached up to this point and you have only done school and done school only, which I would highly doubt because most people do many things, but if you've only done school, then this 1 week can be used for you to start building a new project. Not because you think that your results are going to go bad, but just for yourself. Like, start something new for yourself, whether it is a blog, a podcast, you know, a charity, like I said, anything, okay? So start something that will make you happy long term and that you will actually be, you know, doing to diversify your identity. So that is pretty much all of the tips I have on how to deal with results day. We really hope that this has helped you out, and make sure you definitely stay calm, okay? And that's all we really had to say. So best of luck. Do you want to say one more time?
Best of luck to you, girlies.
Absolutely. And we hope to see you guys in the next podcast episode.
We really hope that you have enjoyed today's podcast episode.
If you're excited for our future episodes, make sure to subscribe or follow our podcast platforms currently on Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts.
You can also check out our website, zurbiscribbles.com, for extra tips and tricks from us.
Thank you for tuning in, and we'll hopefully see you next time.